This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters, which left four people dead and dozens wounded. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherwin said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. A day after the chaos, the Associated Press reports, Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement earlier on Thursday, Sun defended his officers' action, but he did not say why he declined additional manpower and resources on what before Wednesday's melee. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is BOAnews.com, also on the BOA mobile app. Via remote, this is BOA News.